Ridcully pulled himself aboard via a trailing tendril and sniffed. "Smells rather like pumpkin," he said. "Always liked pumpkin. A very versatile vegetable." Ponder put a hand over his eyes.
"Oh, really?" he said wearily. "A group of unseen university wizards are seriously considering putting to sea on an edible boat?"
"Fried, boiled, a good base for a soup stock, and of course, excellent in pies," said the Arch-Chancellor happily. "Also, the seeds are a tasty snack." "Good with butter," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. "I suppose there isn't a butter plant anywhere, is there?"
"There will be soon," said the Dean. "Give us a hand up, will you, Arch-Chancellor?"
Ponder exploded.
"I don't believe this," he said. "You're turning your back on an astonishing God-given opportunity."
"Absolutely, Mr. Stibbons," said Ridcully from above. "No offence meant, of course, but if the choice is a trip on the briny deep or staying on a small island with someone trying to create a more inflammable cow, then you can call me Salty Sam."
"Is this the poop deck?" said the Dean.
"I hope not," said Ridcully briskly. "You see, Stibbons..."
"Are you sure?" said the Dean.
"I'm sure, Dean. You see, Stibbons, when you've had a little more experience in these matters, you'll learn that there's nothing more dangerous than a god with too much time on his hands."
"Except an enraged mother bear," said the senior wrangler.
"No, they're far more dangerous,
not when they're really close."
"If it was the poop deck, how would we know?" said the Dean. Ponder shook his head. There were times when the desire to climb the thaumaturgical ladder was seriously blunted, and one of them was when you saw what was on top.
I just don't know what to say," he said. "I am frankly astonished."
"Well done, lad. So run along and get some bananas, will you? Green ones will keep better. And don't look so upset. When it comes to gods, I have to say, you can give me one of the Make Out of Clay and Smite 'em Brigade any day of the week. That's the kind of god you can deal with."
"The practically human sort," said the Dean.
"Exactly."
"Call me overly picky," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies, "but I'd prefer not to be around a god who might suddenly decide I'd run faster with three extra legs."
"Exactly.
Is there something wrong, Stibbons?"
"Oh, he's gone. Oh, well, no doubt he'll be back. And, Dean?"
"Yes, Arch-Chancellor?"
"I can't help thinking you're working up to some sort of horrible joke about a poop deck."
"I'd prefer not, if it's all the same to you."
"You all right, mate?"
No one in the world had ever been so pleased to see Crocodile Crocodile before. Rincewind let himself be pulled upright. His hand, against all expectation, was not blue and three times its normal size.
"That bloody kangaroo," he muttered, using the hand to wave away the eternal flies.
"What kangaroo was that, mate?"
said the crocodile, helping him back towards the pub. Rincewind looked around. There were just the normal components of the local scenery, dry-looking bushes, red dirt, and a million circling flies.
"The one I was talking to just now."
"I was just sweeping up, and I saw you dancing around yelling," said the crocodile. "I didn't see no kangaroo."
"It's probably a magic kangaroo," said Rincewind wearily.
"Oh, right, a magic kangaroo," said Crocodile. "No worries. I think maybe I'd better make you up the cure for drinking too much beer, mate."
"What's the cure?"
"More beer."
"How much beer did I have last night, then?"
"About 20 pints."
"Don't be silly. No one can even hold that much beer."
"Oh, you didn't hang on to much of it at all, mate. No worries. We like a man who can't hold his beer."
In the fetid flea pit of Rincewind's brain, the projectionist of memory put on reel two. Recollection began to flicker. He shuddered.
"Was I singing a song?" he said.
"Too right. You kept pointing to the root beer poster and finging."
The crocodile's huge jaws moved as he tried to remember.
"Tie me kangaroo up. Bloody good song."
"And then I
Then you loft all your money playing two up with Daggy's shearing gang.